another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Load up those phone lines. Let's get your meltdowns in. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Anna Hummel.
Yes.
What has you pissed off tonight?
Well, Johnny B., it's a certain type of person. Type of person who has no regard for articulation.
Oh, man.
And speaking up.
Hate that.
Talking about the mumblers.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. What did you say? What? I can't hear you. Speak up, a-hole!
Hate it.
I have a rule, Johnny.
Yeah.
Three strikes and you're out. I'm going to ask you what? Huh? What? Three times. After that, I'm not listening anymore.
There's poker players that'll do that because in poker, verbal is the most binding thing. So if you say, I raise, or I call, or anything that has to do with an action in poker, that is more binding than your physical action towards the table with chips or anything like that.
Right.
And I'll see somebody just sitting there, and I'll look at them, and I'll go, it's your action. And I'll go, I said check. I'm like, well, I didn't hear you. Yeah, I said it. I don't know. Well, maybe speak up like a grown-up. Yeah. Mumbles.
They just mumble, and I hate it so much. So when I have a conversation with them, I just mimic their facial expression.
Oh,
That's how you communicate with them. They go, and you start, oh, yeah, that's great. Or they go, wah, and you're like, wah. I remember I had a conversation for like an hour when I was drunk. Thomas was like, what did you talk about with my buddy? And I said, I have no clue. I have no clue. He's mumbling the whole time. I hate your friend.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's it.
I have a really good friend that we all call Mumbles because I used to play poker with her 15, 20 years ago. Adorable, sweet, sweetheart of a girl. And she knows she does it, so she accepted a nickname, and that's still what everybody calls her. She's like a registered nurse now and a mom and like a professional.
I feel like mumbling is like a lazy form of speech, right? Can't you correct it, though?
Yeah, I think she just grew up doing that, and that's just what she does. And it's like, it's kind of cute on her, but yeah, I get it. Yeah, because you're like, so what do you want to have for lunch? I don't know. I just, you know, I don't know
about you. What? What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What? But yeah, I just Ramburger or something like that. All right, fine. So penis? Sounds good. I feel you, though.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Speak up. You can do it. Speak up.
Ryan Adams, what's got you angered in the world of Round Cow?
Round Cow. All right, so I don't know if any of you b-holes out there are guilty of this, but if you are, unfollow me right now.
Oh, my God. I don't think they're really following you.
So that's bold.
Yeah. Okay. Follow him and then unfollow him.
Exactly.
That's
hurtful. So not only was this Memorial Day weekend, but it was also graduation weekend. And any restaurant in the Tampa Bay area was no doubt busy for most, if not all, of the weekend. So last night, we were on at Ford's Garage almost a 2.5-hour wait at the door.
I am never going to wait for any food for 2.5 hours.
I agree with you. However, we were. And when this party of 15 that I decided to take sits down, they finally say, they look at me. This woman has the gall to look at me and say, is there any way that we could get a little hurry up on our food? We're trying to catch a movie.
By the way, there is a way.
To that woman, I kindly looked at her and I said, ma'am,
S-M-I-D.
We have a full restaurant. Yeah, that too.
I got something you can eat right this second.
We have a full restaurant. It's going to be very hard for me to get all 15 of your patrons or your guests to the front of the line, so to speak, when we have a full restaurant.
By the way, if you got 15 people and you want to eat fast, just go to a buffet, man. Chinese buffet, Golden Corral, whatever's easy, just in and out. Shove some food in their stupid faces.
I've also had that same very same thing happen when I worked at another restaurant that was right in front of a movie theater. I would have people come in and say, we're catching a movie in 45 minutes. And I said, oh, well, that's going to be cutting it close. They're like, oh, we think we can do it. And then they order well-done hamburgers.
Why would you ever get a well-done hamburger anyway?
I don't know.
That's trash ass.
Yes, absolutely. So for those of you who come into a restaurant that's already on a significant wait and ask the waiter to expedite your food, you're an a-hole, period.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
What makes you more special than the other
nobody, nothing.
300
you're in
people.
A hurry. You got to catch Avengers or whatever.
No, no, nothing. There's no good excuse.
You got to catch Solo.
If you want a hamburger
run
fast,
Solo, run Solo.
Oh Lord Jesus!
If you want a hamburger fast, your answer is in the word fast. Hit a drive-thru. Fast yeah. food is what you need.
Exactly. There's 5 fast food restaurants around where I work.
It's adequate for what yeah. you need. They will serve your 15 fat people mm-hmm. in 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Go to McDonald's. They will take care of you. They're used to that.
It's a true story.
They know the workload.
A-holes.
Burger King, Wendy's, all of them.
So, Ryan, how did the story end?
He punched her in her face.
No, they wound up getting their food in a relatively timely manner, but they wound up being there for almost an hour and a half. And
good.
They said they had less than an hour, so.
Oh, boo-hoo. Yeah.
So they lied to you.
Whatever. They tipped me okay.
Go to a later movie, man.
Yeah, I don't get it.
This, you're not special, dude. Mm-hmm. You know? People think they're Meghan Markle. They're not.
She's gorgeous. Jesus Christ.
She married royalty.
Yeah, he's a ginger still.
A balding ginger, but he's seventh in line to be the king.
Eh, who cares?
He needs a lot of people to die soon.
Yeah. His entire brother's family needs to die before
and
he can
they all live to be like 105.
Yeah.
Good luck, Red. At least you get to bang that sweet biracial angel.
She is hot.
She is amazing.
She's got a thing for gingers, though. I think I told you this. I looked up her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Same story.
Neat.
Yeah.
Whitmore, if you're listening, you're in, buddy. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. If you're having a meltdown, we want to hear about it. I'm going to give you mine in a moment, but I'm going to take a B-hole meltdown first. Steve, what's up, buddy? What's got you? What's got you all heated up?
I thought I was already talking to you.
You are now.
Oh, okay.
That was Ryan Adams. He we're with each other so much, we not only complete each other's sentences, but we're starting to sound like each other.
He completes you?
He had me at hello.
All right. So what I hate, speaking of poker dealers, is...
What?
When the small blind ships, big blind turbo muff, UTG plus one fist pumps all in, and it goes runner, runner, perfect, perfect, backdoor, straight flush for the win.
By the way, he said when the small blind ships like yeah. a boat.
That's yeah. not what I heard.
That's what it was.
By the way, when people talk like that on a poker table, I want to strangle them.
Hey, but seriously, no, I want to go back to the poker thing because, yeah. you know, this is poker Steve.
Dude, I 10X and you snap.
No, dealers do this all the time. So I'm the small blind and I raise, I get 17 callers.
Which is impossible,
and,
right.
And the dealer lays out the flop. And then he's messing with his well when I've clearly checked. And then 2 other people have already checked. And he's like, what about you? And I don't want to bring more attention to the fact.
I don't know.
I know what he's talking about. Yeah, this is a very niche conversation. But sounds like you're playing in a poker room with some bad dealers, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, it's your brother's spot, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is a very shaky place when it comes to quality. There's a lot of people working there. So it's hard to keep it... keep everything, you know what I'm saying. My brother's a good dealer, though. He's very good. So.
No, he's an excellent dealer. But if you put out the flop, you should be looking at the first act.
Oh.
Your next act.
That is one of the things I've wanted to melt down about is playing in other poker rooms and having bad things happen etiquette-wise on both sides of the table is a very frustrating thing for me. I get it. I mean, I've been in a pot where there's $800 to $1,000 in the pot, and the dealer goes, man, I can't believe nobody is betting a flush here. And then an old lady across the table goes, oh, my God, I do have a flush. And I'm sitting there on a straight. So I get it. Yeah, I understand. A lot of times you want to punch people in the face on a poker table. It's very natural.
Yeah.
All right, man. You feel better, Steve?
Yes, I do now. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Beal. Later. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Well, my frustration has nothing to do with poker. I love poker. I love the poker room I work in, and I love the players that play there, and all the dealers, and especially management, if you're listening. Everybody does a great job, all the way down to the janitorial professionals that keep the place spick and span. Mine has to do with social media. And look, I love social media. I love all the followers. I love my Facebook friends, most of them. And there's a certain handful of people. And I know this happens on everybody's timeline. And I just can't understand how somebody can compose a long-winded, overdrawn post that is solely to build themselves up and make themselves look like superheroes and to just self-gloss to such a nauseating level. And then they actually hit share or send on this post without looking at it and going, oh my God, this is the gayest thing I've ever typed up in my life. I'm an absolute horrible narcissist. I need people to love me more than I really do. What am I doing? I need counseling. I am horrible.
It's a different breed of human.
It's unbelievable. And the post I'm talking about. I'm talking about these posts where you do something kind and you have to throw this big long post about what a great thing you did.
Right.
And I see 100 of these a day. How about you just do great things and just do them? You don't have to post every great thing you did. Good God Almighty, just be a good person and just be happy with it within yourself. If you're a good person, people are going to know it. You don't have to have Facebook to validate your greatness. I mean, I've seen everything from today I went to go get a haircut and I saw a guy outside the barbershop with a sign that said, hungry, anything will help. And my first thought was, I really need a haircut, but this man needs this $20 more than I do. So I told the barber, take me off the list. And I gave him this $20 knowing how much it would mean to him and how it would feed him all week long. First of all, he's not an African kid. You can't feed him every day for a cup of coffee. Number two, you're a liar. You still got your dumb haircut. I saw you the next day. If all you had was $20 and you were going to spend it on a haircut anyway, you're misusing your funds.
Doing it wrong.
Get your life together. But three paragraphs so everybody that you're friends with can go, God damn it, you're the best. And I look at the comments and I see your weak-ass friends, who, by the way, I hate more than you because they're the ones going, wow, you're awesome. You're awesome. Kudos. The world needs more people just like you. You're the best. And that's why you post it. You post it so that everybody can reach through the monitor and gargle your balls for you. You don't have to do it. You don't. Just be good. Good Lord have mercy. We do a lot of good things all year long. Within the show, within the station, the only time you'll see me posting something that I did great is if I did something as part of a group that is bringing awareness to a movement or a foundation that's helping people. Then I will go, you know what? Absolutely. And I posted something on Facebook yesterday. And the last thing I wanted anybody to assume was that I was talking about something that is done within this radio station or within the poker room or any of my friends that are involved with something charitable.
Right.
Because that was not what I was referring to. I'm referring to individuals that help an old lady across the street and they have to tell you about what they did and how it was their good deed of the day. Well, good for you. Good for you, human. As a matter of fact, why don't you just start a goddamn blog? Every time you hold the door open for somebody at Wawa, make sure you post it. Good deed done. Hashtag I'm great. Hashtag love me. Hashtag yeah, I'm awesome. Yeah, please reaffirm. I have a reaffirm button at the bottom of my blog. I need you to hit it. Hearts, likes. I'm a good person and I need you to know this. Follow me at imagoodpersonloveme.com. I'm telling you, if you just look for it, it's on your timeline right now.
It's true. It's everywhere.
Today, I saw a man with his baby in the shopping cart without the baby buckled in. Clearly, there's a seatbelt on every shopping cart for toddlers so they don't fall down. I looked it up. 17 toddlers die every year from shopping cart-related accidents. So I walked right over and I said, sir, I got this, and I buckled his baby's seatbelt to the shopping cart, making this baby the most sound-safe baby in any Winn-Dixie in all of South Florida. And that man looked at me, and he said, God damn it, I wish I was as good as you. I wish I was as good as you. I made that one up, but it's a clear example of the crap that I read every day.
I understand. Fair point.
Why don't you just read your post before you actually post them and see how stupid and how self-promoting and self-indulgent and how needy you sound. It's horrible. I saw one where I'm not going to put anybody's name on blast, but if you're helping a disabled person and you have a family member take a picture of you helping a disabled person, and you include that picture of you helping a disabled person in a post where you say, another good deed done. You're an asshole. Period. And know it. I feel better.
You made my chest hurt when you said a-hole.
I feel better.
Okay.
I feel better.
Of course.
It's what this segment's all about, kids.